Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second episode ever of The Art of Kindness, the AOK. I have to take a moment to thank you all so much for listening. The amount of love and support that's been beamed my way after the first episode aired has truly left me speechless, so I won't be talking for the rest of the show. JK, but seriously, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening, and please, let's interact on social media at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul. Let's just be friends and form a kindness community. Audio hug! Normally, you can expect new episodes to air on Monday mornings, because I think Mondays need to be a little bit more positive. We need something to look forward to on Monday mornings while we have our coffee and drift off into the real world. In celebration of our premiere, I wanted to drop a bonus episode this week. Get excited, because our guest is incredible. I didn't have a lot of time with them, unfortunately, so I wasn't able to do a lot of our normal segments. But never fear! Because despite the short amount of time, our guest filled up the conversation with so much joy and wonderful advice. Today's guest is Whitney Port. She is a CEO, fashion designer, creative consultant, digital influencer, and TV personality. You probably know her from MTV's iconic reality show, The Hills. Oh, or maybe her spinoff, The City, where she got the nickname, The Nicest Person in Reality TV. And I can confirm, that is true, because she was lovely. She even has her own podcast called With Wit. I got to chat with Whitney about her latest venture, self-care tips, and so much more. Although, honestly, it was really hard for me not to be like, staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot fool. Okay, sorry, I need to calm down. I think I just got evicted from my apartment. Noise complaint, noise complaint. Anyway, you should also know that Whitney was discussing her collaboration with One by Poise. They had a Canfessional campaign, which was all about using your bathroom as a two-in-one space for a little bit of me time. Without further ado, or any more weird singing outbursts, actually, I can't really promise that, please enjoy Whitney Port. You look so nice, and I love the background, the Canfessional you got going on behind you.
Thank you. I got all spiffied up for you.
I appreciate it. And I love this collaboration you're doing with One by Poise. Can you just talk to me a little bit about how you got involved with that?
Yeah. So I have used Poise for a while. I know, I mean, for you, you're a dude, so this may not, you know, be something that you personally have an issue with, but
well,
like,
I do use the Canfessional. I don't.
Oh my God. Product, okay. Well, but for sure that, yes. But so I've been using Poise for a while. So as a mom, after you have a baby, You know, there's a certain amount of mom stuff going on down there that you want to protect. And Poise is launching this new product called the two-in-one liners. And so I've been working with them to talk all about the confessional and how we can use our bathroom as two-in-one spaces to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, all of it. So it's been a really awesome partnership, not only just to like make leakage and all that stuff, like, you know, to normalize that and to talk about that so women don't feel alone, but also just to like celebrate us and celebrate that time by like giving some makeovers.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And it's so important to normalize that, like you said. I mean, we're all humans. It's exactly. It's a natural thing. And exactly. The confessional, I mean, I love how they coined that phrase. I've been doing that for years, especially during quarantine when you need a little extra me time. You just run in there, you're playing video games. I know you said you've caught up on TV shows in your beautiful bathroom.
I do it all. I you know, sometimes it's really purely like me time. Like it's mm-hmm. like turning on the diffuser, to like doing some mood lighting, lighting a candle, taking a really long shower, like doing a mask afterwards. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be that whole like Zen situation. And then other times, yeah, I'll like catch up on a show on whether it's on the toilet or on my little, like on my little ottoman or to get some personal stuff I need to get done, you know, because it's that space that you really can make your own.
It's so true. She's in her bathroom right now, you guys. No, she's not. Yeah. Just kidding.
I actually have done a lot of Zooms and interviews and podcasts in my bathroom. Yes.
Yeah, it's good for the sound. It's a beautiful space. Yes. What's you're such a role model, you know, in so many ways, but what's your go-to advice for people that maybe can't or aren't taking the time to fit in self-care right now when they should be?
Yeah. So I really feel like the burnout culture just doesn't work for anyone. And I feel like you can't be your best self or do your best work if you don't have some space and some time, like in your own thoughts, and in some quiet. And so for me, what I try to do, which doesn't always happen because I don't like to preach and like, pretend like I'm, you know, Mrs. Mindful Queen, but I like to schedule in the time in advance and make sure that nothing gets booked on top of that. And that is priority. So like, just like you schedule calls and meetings and stuff for your kids and whatever it is, like schedule in that hour, whatever it is you need to do the things that will fill you up. So for me, like I'll schedule in an hour, like I have for sure during lunchtime, like an hour break. And in that time I try to eat, I try to like fit in a meditation and I try to do yoga, or sometimes that's at the end of the day. Like I switch it out so that it's not the same time every day. And also it depends on my days, but I do really think it's important to make sure that you are like proactively scheduling in that solo time.
That's so important. Do you feel like growing up, you maybe learned that throughout your childhood, or do you think later in life you had to start practicing that? It was something you learned.
Yeah. I mean, I think I have just learned that very recently, but I wish that it was something that I learned when I was younger because I feel like there's so much of my life that I just like brush through, you know, and I wish that I was like a little bit more mindful and present during all these crazy things that have happened in my life. And so now I'm really trying not to regret it. There's nothing I can do, but I'm trying to learn from it and move forward. And really, like, when I'm in an experience that I feel like, wow, this is great or crazy or beautiful or amazing or whatever it is, like, I try to take a little mental snapshot. And like emotional snapshot of how I'm feeling so that I can remember that. But yeah, it takes time it's like a muscle, like giving yourself those moments and that mindful time. It's like a muscle that you have to continue to work for it to actually like, become part of your everyday life and your everyday mindset.
Well, I hope everyone takes a mental snapshot right now, just listening to Whitney, because it fills you with so much joy, and your child is so lucky to have you as an example, because now, you know, hopefully you'll be teaching self-care and this will be something the next generation carries on.
I mean, even yesterday, like, he was having a play date with this kid, and this kid was kind of like provoking him a little bit. And Sunny, I was like, Sunny, like, take a step back and like take a deep breath and then recenter yourself and mm-hmm. move forward. Like, and then like get back, you know, you can get back into it. And like, he did it. And wow. I couldn't believe, like, he actually like walked away from the kid. I watched him take a deep breath and I was like, oh my God, like all this, I feel like I've been telling him this for Timmy, and I really have been telling him about breathing for a couple of years, but it takes so much time for the kid to actually like learn it and want to do it. And so it's mm-hmm. just like consistency and adding in these little practices and teachings on a daily basis. And like, then they will become, you know, part of their character and part of who they are.
Mm, that's so smart. It is. It's just consistency is key. And then it clicks one day. I believe one of the kindest things that you can do for yourself is treat yourself to good snacks. I am such a foodie, and one of my favorites right now is Wisps. Wisps. Ah, it's even fun to say. Made from 100% real cheese, these airy and crispy bites come in 9 flavors, and let me tell you, they are all amazing. Not only are they tasty, but they're a good source of protein and gluten-free. AOK listeners can receive 20% off their Amazon order when purchasing Wisps by using promo code 20WISPSAOK. That's 20WHISPSAOK. Happy snacking. I know we're almost out of time, so, and I want to respect that. But I really want to ask you about The Hills. I know,
yes,
like, we used to watch when we were probably too young to be watching it, like, piled into my grandma's house. It was like such a fun thing just to watch. And it's like, what's going on?
Yes.
And I'm sure you've heard, you have the nickname, the nicest person in reality TV. I don't know if you've heard that floating around. It checks out, guys.
That's so nice. Thank you.
And I can tell it's true. And from your time on The Hills, working in a space that is seemingly meant to cultivate drama, which is fun to watch, mm-hmm. for some reason, how did you lead with kindness and keep positive?
So honestly, I feel like it's just in my nature to not be interested in drama. Like, I am so sensitive. I shy away from it. And it was definitely odd when I remember when I got cast for the show, I was like, this is sort of an odd decision on your part, like on the producer's part, because like, I'm not gonna start the drama. But I think, you know, obviously in a reality show, you want to have someone that kind of is like the voice of reason, like kind of thinking what most of the audience is probably thinking, you know, and saying what the audience is thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was the middle child of 5 kids and I wasn't really like fazed by much. And I just think that I was able to really be myself, and they learned quickly that they weren't going to get that from me. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to just fulfill that role of being like a good listener and a good friend. And I really feel like I got lucky. But then I'm also like, I have to be proud of myself, because like, that was just me. And that sounds like really, I don't know. Sounds not modest, I guess.
No,
but I'm just like, awesome. I think that's also the reason why The City only got a season and a half, was because they realized that I wasn't going to like start the drama that they mm-hmm. probably needed for the numbers. And at that time, Jersey Shore had come out. Mm-hmm. And so that was like what people wanted. And that was obviously not my vibe. So then like, yeah, I definitely serve a purpose in reality TV, but I'm proud of myself that I never like went off the deep end of drama.
Yeah. My only regret is that there weren't GIFs back then, because your facial reactions were always so great that they would cut in. Yeah, no, but I
should make my own, really. If I
you but should. Like yeah, do like a compilation or something. I would love
I know,
to see that.
That would be funny.
Well, I appreciate you always being authentic and leading with kindness. And it was such a pleasure to get to chat with you.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. This was so fun. Thank you for having me. And yeah. Be in touch.
Thanks. Sounds good. Good luck with everything.
Thanks. You too.
Now it's time for your bonus kindness tip of the week. Whitney is just a gem. I wish we had more time to chat, but I was lucky to snag the time that I did. She gave a wonderful piece of advice when she said to schedule in self-care time. I think that is super important because it needs to be a priority. And scheduling is the theme today, as my kindness tip for you all is to schedule reminders about important dates in your loved ones' lives. I'm not just talking about birthdays or anniversaries. Let's say someone tells you they have a big job interview coming up. Put a reminder in your phone right then and there to text them that morning. Send them some love, send them some guidance. It'll surprise them and hopefully fill them with lots of joy. Someone who's really good at this in my life is my nanny. She always writes down reminders and will call or send a text, and it means so much. I'm so lucky to have her and my other grandma and my whole family. Should I go on a tangent about my family? Ah! No, I gotta rein it in. Thank you for tuning in for this special bonus episode. Please follow Whitney at Whitney Eve Port on social media and take her advice about self-care. All right, my friends, go forth, spread kindness, and until next time, remember, everything's gonna be A-OK.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.